Tom Kick back here at Marathon Park, just about set to start the third period. Lumberjacks leading 2-1, but they're going to have to kill off a minute 12 of penalty time here. So Sun Prairie will have a power play to begin the third period. Face off at center ice. Sent ahead by the Cardinals, and they're going to send it in all the way around the boards to the opposite side. Andrew Daniel tries to get over there, and he'll knock it out of the zone. Lumberjacks clear it. Sun Prairie will pick it up at center ice, and this time they'll skate it in. Down into the corner. Being pressured down there by Jack Knuckles. They get it out to the point. They go D to D with it. That's CJ Throw back out on top to his teammate Nick Nelson. Shoots, that's blocked out in front but held in by the Cardinals. They throw it at the net. Corbett got a piece of that. It went off the pipe as well. Comes out to the point. Big slapper and a pad save made by Corbett to the corner. Now East able to clear it out. Andrew Daniel sends it the length of the ice on net. Thornton's got to play that as they retreat and grab it. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. 21 seconds remaining in the man advantage. They send it ahead and carried in down to the corner. Sent around behind the East net. Lumberjacks had a chance to grab it. Romanski lost the handle on it before he cleared it. Now they get it out to the point. There's a hard shot. Corbett got the save. Popped up over the top of the net behind it. Sun Prairie still controls it. Penalty is over. And now a shot thrown in. That's blocked out on top. They go D to D with it. Penalty is over. East able to kill it off. Sun Prairie still in control in their own zone, or in the offensive zone. East looking to clear it. Landon Daniel couldn't get it out. Now Andrew Daniel pops it up, and it goes into the crowd out of play, and we get a whistle. East Hockey brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Face-off. One by the Cardinals, slap shot, misfire, and that was blocked. Krasowski will pick it up, get it to center ice, get it ahead to Cravens. He gets his pocket picked at the blue line, and the Cardinals come back the other way. They knock it in deep. It's going to be run down by Piscula down along the boards. Talk to the trainer in between periods. Nick DeVorney is done for the day after taking that big header into the boards earlier in the game. We won't see Nick again in this contest. They're going to check him out, make sure he's okay to come back in. He had an injury earlier this year, a bruised collarbone. Hopefully that didn't get re-injured. But he was able to skate off under his own power. Here's a shot thrown in from the point by Sun Prairie that goes wide to the corner. Centering pass, and that is knocked away, and Krasowski will clear it, but well out of play above the east bench area, and we get another whistle. 2-1 Lumberjacks, 14:43 to play here in regulation. Sun Prairie was in town last night. They played D.C. Everest. The Evergreens getting the win down at the Everest Fieldhouse. 5-2 the score there. Cardinals win this faceoff, and there's a shot that got through and deflected up and out of play by Ian Corbett. And we get another whistle here. Most of this period so far has been played in the east defensive zone. Time to get it out of there. Ben Feck taking the draw. It comes behind the east net, grabbed by Romanski. Romanski will poke it out of there to center ice, and here comes Feck. He's going to carry it in, tries to center it, gets run off the puck along the boards. Cardinals will have it, and a big collision there as Andrew Bailey came in, but the Cardinals are able to take it out. They bring it into the zone and backhand it behind the east net. Centering pass, that's deflected down into the corner. Cardinals centering pass. They had a man in front. He got tied up by Romanski. Bailey looks to clear it. Knuckles looks to clear it. Comes out to the point. Now that was Bailey who tried to clear number two. And now East will send it the length of the ice. Cummings will just send it down, and we get an ice call. East wanted to get a change anyway. But now another defensive zone faceoff coming for the Lumberjacks. Get that line of Landon Daniel, Andrew Daniel, and Gabe McGinnity back out there. They have played well. Two goals for that line today, both by Andrew Daniel in the second period. Faceoff is controlled by Sun Prairie. They get it out to the point. Now sent down low. Cardinals have it. They look, turn, shoot. Poke checked away by Andrew Daniel to the corner. Now out to the point. Can Andrew Daniel clear it? No. It's sent in front. There's a shot off the pipe. No goal. What an opportunity there for Sun Prairie to tie it. It was a hard shot from the low slot, and it went off the pipe hard. Now East able to clear the zone. Sun Prairie's got to tag up so the Lumberjacks can grab the loose puck. And McGinnity's going to flip it ahead. Sun Prairie player fell down. He was able to get a glove on it. East sends it into the zone, and the Cardinal defense will grab it. Try to send it ahead. It's loose at center ice. Puck pops up in the air and into the East zone. Grabbed there, and Pascula tried to clear it, didn't get it out. Now Andrew Dano will send a pass ahead, and it's grabbed and then sent in nicely. And East will get a change as McGinnity sent that one on net. Cardinals will grab it. They'll look to bring it ahead. Here comes Krasowski. And now an offside call. Puck came out of the zone barely. But before Schumacher could bring it in, Cody Krasowski got caught in offside and a whistle. 12:46 to play here in the third. 2-1 Lumberjacks with the lead. And the faceoff loose at the blue line. Krasowski tried to backhand it in. Instead, it's loose at center ice. Cardinals will grab it. Nice job by Cravens of back-checking with the stick there. And here comes East into the zone. 2-on-2. Down in the corner. That was Schumacher. Now it's Cravens. Cravens turns. Avoids pressure. Gets rubbed into the boards. Able to fight through it and get the puck back. He's dancing in the corner looking for some help now. Gets tied up. Still using his strength to fight through. Krasowski centering pass. Nobody there. It didn't get through. Sun Prairie looks to clear it out, and it will come out of the zone as Romanski had stepped up trying to hold it in. Now sent in, they wave off icing as Trevor Holcomb will run it down for the Lumberjacks behind his own net. Turnover in the zone, though. Puck loose. Now grabbed by Romanski. Sends it over to the far boards. Cravens will circle and grab it there and flick it out of the zone. Now he's got a man. That's Romanski who will send it in. And we get a whistle. What are we going to have? We're going to get a penalty coming against Sun Prairie. Looks like it's going to be a checking from behind penalty. I missed that. It must have happened over on the far boards over there. But it looks like it's going to be Tom Luce who's going to go to the box. And that'll be a 2-10 for checking from behind, I would imagine. So East will have a power play here. And an offensive zone faceoff. And they've got Andrew Dano, Landon Dano, Jack Knuckles, Andy Cravens, and Sam Romanski out there on the power play. Officials having a conversation with the Sun Prairie coaching staff about that call. Seems like every call in hockey, the coaches, and I'm talking about both teams, have to have a conversation about what it is. Hockey is one of those sports where there's a lot of interpretation about what can be a penalty and what can't be, and the officials have a lot of leeway in what they call. That's why you see such a wide discrepancy between officiating crews of what they call and what they won't call. East controls it on the power play. Romanski out on top. And Cravens will backhand it down in deep. Now it's Andrew Dano. Romanski behind the net. Sam looks out to the point to Cravens. Back to Romanski. Nearly lost it off the skate. Sends it behind the net. Andrew Dano will send it off to the far boards. Knuckles steps up and holds it in. Now Knuckles with it. Stepping up was Landon Dano to hold it in. Out to the point. Knuckles throws it at the net. That deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Sounds like Luce got a misconduct penalty as well. On that checking from behind. I didn't hear how long it was. Probably a 2-10. 11:03 to play here. And a minute 17 remaining on the power play. East brings in Gabe McGinnity, Cody Krasowski, and Nick Pascula. Ben Feck out there now along with Romanski. Romanski at the point. Sends it back down to Pascula. Lost the handle on it. But Krasowski will grab it to Pascula. Back to Krasowski down low. Cody has it taken away. Lost the handle on it. Now it probably should be a tripping call. East got away with one right there. As Krasowski tripped the man with the puck. But now here comes Sun Prairie out of the zone shorthanded. They're going to carry it in. There's a shot that goes wide to the corner. Lumberjacks will pick up the loose puck, and here they come back the other way. Still on the man advantage for 46 seconds. Beck will carry it in, but offside's going to be the call. McGinnity got caught in offside, and we get a whistle. And the faceoff will come all the way down in the east defensive zone. So it will be a faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Actually, they're going to call a penalty on the Lumberjacks. Ben Feck got a penalty on that. I didn't see what that penalty was. So it's 4-on-4 hockey here. Let's hear what the call is. Head contact called on Ben Feck. And it will be 4-on-4 hockey here. East will carry it into the zone. Andrew Danel. Danel behind the net. Looking. Still looking. Now he circles. Cross ice to Knuckles. Knuckles will shoot high. That goes over the top of the net to the corner. Andrew Danel gets it back. Cycles it down to Landon Danel. Danel cycles it back behind the net again. Andrew Danel gets pinned up against the boards. A couple of Cardinals trying to dig it out of there. Still pinned up. Now it comes out. Sun Prairie's able to get it out. And here they come, cross-ice pass. They knock it into the zone, but it's going to be an icing call against Sun Prairie, and East will get an offensive zone faceoff here. Sun Prairie is on the power play here now for a minute 10. Lumberjack penalty killers, Jack Knuckles, Landon Danel, Sam Romanski, and Andrew Danel right now. And they try to send it back to their own blue line and send it too far, sending it way back into their own zone. Jack Knuckles, centering pass! Save made by Corbett, scramble in front and a goal, and we're tied! It's a power play goal on the rebound. Sun Prairie was able to pop it in, and we are tied at two. Ian complaining to the official about something. I don't know if he thinks the net was off or what the situation is, but he's not happy. And the faceoff will come at center ice. We are tied at two on a power play goal scored by Sun Prairie on a rebound. That was after East won the faceoff, tried to send it back to their own blue line for a shot, and it went all the way down to the other end, and the Lumberjacks couldn't get there in time. Sun Prairie got a shot on, and we're able to knock home the rebound for the equalizer. 2-2, 9:27 to play. Lumberjacks win the draw. Try to get it into the zone, and they will. Cravens gets pinned up against the boards. Chase McCullough scores the goal. Sun Prairie clears it. Battle at center ice for the puck now along the near boards. Still battling along the boards. And East able to send it in deep. Krasowski sends it in. Puck comes along the boards, far boards. It's loose in the corner. Cravens trying to dig it out of there. And he's able to come away with it. Andy Cravens behind the net, tries a wraparound. Gets leveled, and there's going to be a penalty coming against Sun Prairie. There's a shot, and a goal! No! And there's another shot, and now we get a whistle, and the net comes off. And now we've got a fight going on. Now we've got a fight. Andy Cravens is being hogtied and grabbed, actually was punched by one of the Sun Prairie players, and now they're going to have to figure out what happens here. There's a penalty coming against Sun Prairie that was called before all the action in front of the net. East had two opportunities to put the puck in, couldn't get it in, and that's when the brouhaha started. The goaltender, Thornton, is rotating his right arm. He might have got his arm bashed into the post as he got pushed back into the net. We'll try to sort out what they're going to do here. There's got to be, I would imagine, no gloves came off, no helmets came off, but there were some punches thrown. And as we have heard earlier this week in the West Point game, there will be, or there should be, game misconducts given, I would think, but we'll see. You never know what the officials are going to call. They're all at the scorer's table talking about this. They've got to sort this out. There was an original penalty called against Sun Prairie as one of the East players got taken down here in the corner. The puck was in front, and the Lumberjacks had two point-blank opportunities to get the lead goal and couldn't get it past Thornton, and then he got knocked down, and then Cravens got grabbed around the head by one of the Sun Prairie players. He reacted, and then it looked like I saw at least two punches thrown by one of the Sun Prairie players on Andy Cravens. But let's see what they call here. Both skated to their bench areas because this may take a little while to sort out. 8:37 to play here in the third. We're tied at two. Man, did the Lumberjacks have an opportunity there to pop in the lead goal twice at point-blank range, and they couldn't get it past Thornton before all of the action broke loose. Lumberjack hockey is brought to you in part by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. We'll take a quick time out while they talk this over, and we'll be back after this. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Marathon Park. The officials are still over at the scorer's table trying to figure this one out. I'm not sure the scorer has enough paper to list all of the penalties that have been called since the first period of this game. Not much happened in the first period. I think there was only one penalty in the first period. A whole bunch in the second. Now here in the third, there's got to be at least three or four penalties coming on this play, I would think. But we'll see. Now they're explaining to the captains, each captain, what is going to be called and what they expect to see the rest of the game. 2-2 the score. Lumberjacks with a golden opportunity to take the lead there and couldn't get the puck raised enough. The goalie was down. The puck was sitting just outside the crease. And a couple of Lumberjacks had opportunities and could not score the goal. And then the scrum broke out behind the net. So let's see what's going up on the board. Nothing up there yet. Unless they're going to call matching penalties. But there was a penalty call before that play on Sun Prairie. So East should have a power play here, I would think. They've got five skaters out there. And Sun Prairie's got five skaters out there. Man alive, is that a bad thing for the Lumberjacks? Lose the chance on it for a power play. It's 5-on-5 hockey, and now immediately Sun Prairie takes the faceoff out of the zone. They've got a 2-on-1. There's a shot that goes wide. Now Sun Prairie holds the zone. They knock it in deep. Lumberjacks got to crank it up here. We'll take a look at that score sheet when the game is over here and try to recap for you what happened during that situation. But the Lumberjacks lost the chance for a power play because of all of that action. They had a delayed penalty coming against Sun Prairie before that happened. Offside the call on East, and so their faceoff will come here just outside the Sun Prairie blue line. Landon Daniel taking the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. They knock it in. Sun Prairie defense will quickly grab it and flick it out to center ice. Now they've got a man streaking in. Poke checked away, though, by Romanski. And he will clear it out to center ice. Now East has a man. Here comes Andrew Daniel into the zone. Shoots! Blocker save made to the boards by Thornton. Comes all the way out to the blue line. Battle for it there. And out to center ice. And then it will be sent in by Gabe McGinnity. Behind the Sun Prairie net. Lumberjacks getting a partial change. Andrew Daniel looking to pin it here until his teammates arrive. Here comes Knuckles in. He gets the puck, goes over his stick now to the slot. And knocked away. And here comes Sun Prairie out of the zone. They carry it in, thrown in behind the East net, and to the corner. Pascula has it there. He's got a lot of space, so now he'll bring it out. Pascula will skate it ahead to center ice, and now he'll flick it in, bounces to the corner. Ben Feck will skate it in, and it's grabbed by Cummings. Cummings behind the net with it, tries to center it. Feck grabs it. Can he get a shot away? No. Goes off his stick. Now Bailey takes a shot that goes wide. Behind the net again. Cummings has it, tries to center it. Poked away from him. Sun Prairie has it still in the zone. Penalty coming against East. Delayed penalty coming against the Lumberjacks. And now East will have to kill off the penalty in a tie game in the third period. It's going to be a holding call against Austin Cummings here with 6:52 to play in the third. Lumberjacks take a lot of penalties. In fact, I believe if they don't have the most penalties in the Valley, they are close to having the most. Don't have that number in front of me here, but I think they are the most penalized team in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. And it's costing them here now as they need to kill off a penalty with 6:52 left in the third period of a tie game. This time they win the faceoff and are able to send it the length of the ice all the way down. Thornton will give that to his defenseman, and Sumpere will set up their power play attack. Cross-ice pass, and here they come. Cross center ice, cross the blue line, down into the corner. Send it behind the east net. Battle for it. Centering pass! They had a man, he couldn't get a shot away. Puck knocked back down into the corner. Battle for it there. Centering pass again, comes out to the point. Slap shot! That didn't get through. Blocked off the skate to the corner. Now East able to clear it the length of the ice. Andrew Danil sends it down. Sun Prairie needs to retreat and set up the power play attack again. A minute 19 remaining in the man advantage. Turnover in the zone! Shot is in front. Oh, man, Thornton made a save on that. Landon Danil got the turnover. Couldn't get a lot on the shot, though, and Thornton able to make the save. Now Sun Prairie will pick up the loose puck and carry it out. Man, what an opportunity on the turnover right there. But Landon Danil, I think, was surprised at anything that the puck was on his stick, and he didn't get much on the shot. Now Sun Prairie with it. There's a shot and a goal! They went high side, glove side, and Corbett couldn't make the save. And Sun Prairie has the lead here, 3-2, with 5:46 to play in the third period. So Sun Prairie cashes in a power play in a tie game here, and it's 3-2 Cardinals with 5:46 to play. Faceoff coming at center ice. Now we get a stoppage of play while the official skates over to the scorer's table again. They're trying to determine if and when those penalties should have come to an end, but now they got it sorted out. Face off at center ice. East wins this draw. Sends the puck ahead. Knocked in, and it's grabbed by the Sun Prairie defense behind his own net. And out of the zone it comes. Trevor Holcomb's going to run it down for the Lumberjacks all the way back on the other end. Knocks it to center ice. Cody Krasowski will grab it. Krasowski's going to send it in on net. And it's sent to the corner. Cummings will get it there. Sends it toward the net. Tough angle. And it's knocked away. Sun Prairie with it. They look to clear it. Now a turnover in the zone. Shot by Schumacher goes wide to the corner. And the Cardinals send it out of the zone. East will have it. Looking to attack during a change. Krasowski bobbled the pass, and the Cardinals able to clear it to center ice. Now here comes East into the zone with it. Jack Knuckles will carry it in. Knuckles taking it behind the net. Tries a wrap around. That's blocked. Sends it in toward the net again, and now the Cardinals come out of there with it. They carry it to center ice. Poke checked away for a moment by Andrew Danil. Comes off to Piscula. He tries to clear it. It's in the zone now. Sun Prairie loses it out of the zone. Now they'll dump it right back in. Behind the east net, Knuckles will grab it there. The clock, not the Lumberjacks' friend right now. 4:30 to play. Now we get a whistle, and it's going to be, I think, a hand pass. Faceoff is going to be coming in the east defensive zone here. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Landon Danil takes the draw for the Lumberjacks. He gets tied up. Sun Prairie comes away with it. There's a shot blocked in front. Now grabbed by East. Sent out of the zone by Andrew Danil. Puck loose at center ice. Grabbed by the Cardinals. Now poke checked away. Landon Danil. And he's going to get caught in offside. East needs to tag up. Sun Prairie will grab it and flick it back the other way. Romanski will send it ahead. Goes off the skate of Landon Danil. He sends it off the boards. Sun Prairie back the other way with it. Now it's grabbed by Romanski in his own zone. Romanski sends it ahead. Andrew Danil carries it in. We'll send it around the boards. Just 3:50 remaining in the game. East looking for the equalizer here. They're down 3-2. Now they've got it. Shot! It's blocked in front. And Sun Prairie will grab it, carry it behind their own net. Look to clear it. Romanski steps in, holds it in for a moment. Sun Prairie is just going to send it the length of the ice, and that is going to be an icing call. No, it's on net. Corbett plays that. Sun Prairie wanted to get a change. And now Corbett sends it back down to the other end. Sun Prairie will grab it, look to send it ahead. Grabbed at center ice by Andy Cravens. Cravens makes a move to get free. Fights through another check and will carry it in. Cravens stops, turns. Fights through three players and it comes down to the corner. Krasowski with it. His pass knocked away, and now it comes to the boards behind the net. Sun Prairie grabbing it there. Krasowski's trying to hold it in now. The Cardinals clear. It's going to go the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call against Sun Prairie. So East will get an offensive zone faceoff here with 2:57 to play. 3-2, Sun Prairie with the lead. A power play goal here in the third period has been the difference so far. Andy Cravens takes the draw for the Lumberjacks. Comes right on net. Thornton makes a save on that. Puck to the corner. And the Cardinals with it. They lose an edge though and go down. But they are able to flick it out. That'll be another icing call against Sun Prairie. So another faceoff coming for the Lumberjacks in their offensive zone. Doubleheader hockey Tuesday night here. Everest and Rapids in game one. East and Northland Pines in game two. Hope you can join us for that. Big night of hockey on Tuesday. Faceoff comes down into the corner this time. Sun Prairie will grab it, look to get it out, and now they will. Carrying it out of the zone. Long pass ahead. That's going to be another icing call against Sun Prairie and another offensive zone faceoff. Not much time coming off the clock here. So one of these times, East might be able to win a faceoff right onto the stick of somebody and get a nice scoring opportunity. They change lines. It's the Danels and McGinnity back out there. Piscula and Knuckles on defense. Sun Prairie getting a late line change there. This time puck comes to the boards and flipped out of the zone again by Sun Prairie. Are they going to wave off icing this time? Nope, it will be icing against Sun Prairie. Very close, but icing is the call, and once again, another faceoff. Cardinals look like they're just trying to kill time now, flipping it out of the zone, the length of the ice every time here. 2:29 to play here in the third. Got to win a faceoff here. Back to the point if possible. And Landon Danel taking the draw. And once again, Sun Prairie wins the faceoff. They get it out of the zone. Knuckles has got to run it down for East. He's being pressured. And he turns it over. Shot and a goal. And that'll do it. And man, was that a bad turnover right there. Jack Knuckles skates to the bench disgusted with himself, and the Lumberjacks now down 4-2. Knuckles didn't realize there was a player from Sun Prairie skating in right behind him, and he made a blind clearing attempt or pass, not knowing the guy in the red jersey was there. It was right on his stick, and he put it away between the post and the glove side of Ian Corbett, and it's 4-2 Sun Prairie. Lumberjacks dump it in behind the Sun Prairie net again. And the Cardinals will grab it. They've got an empty net now. East has pulled the goaltender here. And we get an offside call against Sun Prairie as they came in. Offside being pressured on the puck. 2:01 to play. Lumberjacks going to put the goalie back in now with the faceoff coming in there or just outside their blue line. Comes to the boards. East wins the draw. Holcomb sends it ahead. Sun Prairie clears it out to center ice. Now sent in deep by Holcomb. Minute 48 to play. Lumberjacks win the race. This is Andrew Danel. Out to Romanski along the boards. Romanski sends it back down. Now it's intercepted by Sun Prairie. And here they come out of the zone. They get to center ice and dump it in. Empty net. Holcomb tries to get there first for the Lumberjacks. Now it's grabbed by Romanski. He's behind his own net. Sends it over to the boards to McGinnity. McGinnity being pressured. Now leaves it for Landon Danel. Sends the pass ahead. Andrew Danel cross ice. Andrew Danel shoots. That goes wide. And Cravens will run it down. Try to get it in deep. He can't. Now it's grabbed though by Romanski. Andrew Danel sends it toward the net. Blocked. Sun Prairie player didn't realize where the puck was. And East controls it. They get a pass into the slot, poked away out to the point. Romanski holds it. 1 minute remaining in the period and in the game. Sun Prairie sends it out. It comes out of the zone. East needs to regroup. Holcomb runs it down, waits till they get outside and will send it in. All the way around. Puck pops up in the air. Battle along the boards. 41 seconds remaining. Centering pass! And it popped over. Now shot! And a save made by Thornton. Big save made on the Hard shot by Andy Cravens, and we get a whistle. Now another scrum in front of the net. And Sam Romanski getting into it with one of the Sun Prairie players. And I would imagine there are penalties coming after that, or maybe not. They break it up in time. Cravens got a nice shot away from the slot. Thornton made the save and keeps the score right where it is, 4-2. Knuckles takes the faceoff, still an empty net situation. Oh, right off the faceoff, a shot goes wide. Centering pass, that goes right through the crease. Nobody could get a stick on it. There's a shot by Landon Daniel. That deflects down into the corner. Just 25 seconds remaining. Andrew Daniel in the corner trying to dig it out. Centering pass. Knuckles is there. The shot blocked, though. And now a long shot. That's going to go the length of the ice. That'll be an icing call against Sun Prairie with 14 seconds remaining. So it looks like Sun Prairie is going to escape here with a split this weekend. They lost at Everest last night, but a couple of goals here in the third period are going to give them the win here this afternoon against the Lumberjacks. Tied up on the faceoff, 9 seconds to play. It comes to the corner. Battle for it there. Knuckles trying to dig it out, 4 seconds. And that's how this one will come to an end. And this one is over, and the Lumberjacks, with a couple of turnovers in the third period and one that led to the extra goal, and the Lumberjacks dropped their matchup here this afternoon to Sun Prairie by a score of 4-2. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap all the scoring after this. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.